Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the
Drifters. Ladies and gentlemen, that's from the Wayback Machine. That's one of the classics. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm one of the classics, too. At least that's what I try to tell my children. They don't buy it, but that's the story I'm sticking to. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Very excited about having our good friend John Fox back on the show. He's a classic, too, ladies and gentlemen. John's one of the classics. He's been teaching people about tax policy and helping them in his career as a tax attorney do their planning, and now he's educating young minds about tax policy at Amherst College in Massachusetts. John, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Mount Holyoke College, Jim.
What did I say?
I think you said Amherst College. I meant to say
Mount Holyoke. You know, I know that, and it is. He lives in Amherst, folks, which is just over the notch from Hadley, where Mount Holyoke is. So I do know what. I just misspoke. Thank you for correcting me. Okay, John. One of the things that you've been talking about lately that you think is something that could be part of tax reform, which may I'm not going to tell you whether I agree with you or not.
Yes.
But and this is the concept of the step up in basis of inherited property. Tell us about it.
Well, the Congress is looking for ways to raise revenue in a way that wouldn't hurt the economy and would provide some interim funds for all the needs that we have today. And so I wrote an op-ed, which was in the Providence Journal and picked up in a lot of places, that said one of the areas you can look at is the right of heirs to get a new basis, a new tax basis when they inherit property. So that when they sell it, all the appreciation that was existed when the decedent owned the property, bought and owned it. Let's say the decedent bought $1 million of stock and died owning $5 million of stock. And in my example, I said Aunt Sally, who's the decedent, left it all to her nephew Buster. And under our laws, Buster, if he takes it and turns around and sells that property or that stock for $5 million, he's not going to pay any capital gains tax. Because there's something called a step-up in basis. It's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's entitled to a new tax basis equal to the fair market value of that stock at the date of her death. Well, a lot of people listening to the show may say, well, but he got hammered by the estate tax laws. No, he did. Buster was entitled to inherit up to $5 million under our estate tax laws, estate tax-free. So Buster has this windfall. It's a huge windfall. Less than 1% of all estates are actually subject to the estate tax today. And according to the estimates of the government, if they eliminated that step up, the government over 10 years would be able to raise close to $200 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't tax at the date of death later on, it would be less than that. But it's a lot of money. And I'm saying
I don't have a problem with the step up in basis. I mean with not stepping it up, because if that $1 million in stock or that $1 million, you know, let's say that the family, the couple, you know, started a business and had real estate, et cetera, and they gave it to their children, and that $1 million is now worth $5 million, you know, I don't have a problem with there being some tax on that appreciation, either but it should be either or. It shouldn't be capital gains and estate tax, John.
Well, that was my argument.
If you just did away with a step up, and let's say, and as you know, John, politicians move this $5 million bar for what's exempt from estate tax. They move that around at their whim, you know, any given year. We've seen that happen. And so we can't rely on what that number is. You used the 5 million. That was just a convenient number for you. You know, who knows what it's going to be a year from now or 2 years from now. And so it needs to be one or the other, not estate tax and the capital gains rate.
Well, that was my argument. So it wasn't that 5 million was some magic number forever. But I also noted, and so you're absolutely right, but I also noted that there's an unlimited marital deduction under the estate tax laws for spouses. And so if a spouse received $100 million, you know, and if it's Bill Gates' wife and she gets, billions of dollars, that she won't pay any estate tax and she'll avoid the the income tax. And so my argument is that if there's no estate tax, there's no reason for the heirs to be better off than the people who earned, you know, who bought the stock.
Because your point in the article was that if Aunt Sally had sold the stock the day before she dropped dead, she would have, her estate would have paid 15% on the appreciated value of the stock.
Exactly. So she's the one who created the wealth. She made the judgment. And why should Buster, the nephew, be better off than she is? It's a big ticket item. It wouldn't hurt the economy at all. And it's a give. I think it's just a giveaway to the heirs. And so I'm glad that we agree on that.
There are two tests here. Number one is it can't be a tax that puts the underlying asset in jeopardy. Like if it were a business, or a farm, there shouldn't be any tax that makes the heirs have to sell or liquidate at the wrong time, sell short in order to pay the tax. That's one test. The other test, it can't be both. It has to be either or, and in my opinion, the lesser of the two, either capital gains or the inheritance tax. Of course, in my opinion, we should do away with the inheritance tax and just use the step up. I mean, just use the capital gains.
Yeah. The government would lose revenue on that, and so you'd have to say, well, then this is how I suggested it gained the revenue, but you could. A number of people have recommended that, and I quite agree with you that if you're inheriting business assets that and I don't mind it for any assets that you don't tax until you actually engage in the transaction.
Or sell the thing. I mean, if there's a continuation of business or farm activity or whatever, then the people shouldn't be taxed on that.
No.
Stand by, quick break. John, a momentous moment here, folks. John Fox and I agreed on something. Tintel, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.